Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm Jason Logan, that ruggedly handsome guy right there with the growler going, this is a playoff beard? Is this a Thanksgiving playoff beard?
I got to do something to change the mojo around here, so we'll call it a playoff beard, but the scary part is there's a lot more gray in it than I would openly like to admit.
It looks distinguished. Well, that's Todd Furman with a little bit of snow in the beard, which looks good. And for the next 600 seconds, we are going to break down the NFL Week 14 odds, as well as give you some stuff to run with over the next month of the NFL season. Todd, can you believe that we've only got 5 weeks left
of regular
season football?
It's amazing. You do all the prep work throughout the course of the offseason. It starts, you know, in some cases, as soon as they hand out that Lombardi trophy, you carry it through the summer months, your win totals, your power rankings, and then you blink, and suddenly it is the home stretch, which for some much-troubled fan bases, Jason, it may not be a moment too soon.
Yeah, so before we get to the home stretch, before we get the playoff push, I wanted us to kind of look back and say, hey, so far, through 13 weeks, I did this well and I did this bad. Was there any bets that you made, any analysis that you made, whether it was props or futures, that was very good so far, and anything that really went sideways for you?
You know, I would say my win total portfolio in pretty good shape for the most part. Thrilled to have the Lions, the 49ers, and the Cowboys already safely home, just waiting for those to get paid out. But one team that I think I have completely misfired on would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know they've won each of their last 2 weeks. It was a team I thought was going to regress this year, and suddenly right now, given the Atlanta Falcons' struggles, Tampa may be the team to beat in the NFC South. So that has clearly been a team that I did not grade out accordingly coming into the year, but maybe they're a little bit overvalued down the stretch because I don't think they're built to cover big numbers.
I would say for me, not trusting the Chiefs, that was something that I preached when I did their season preview, just knowing that they were going to get some big lines. Betting on the Steelers as underdogs has been pretty good. But I will say the worst thing for me has been trusting the Tennessee Titans, and we did it far too much at the beginning of the season. I'll say any bet involving the AFC South has just been a car wreck. I cannot get my head around that division, and the Titans, of course, have been the biggest offender. Perfectly handicapped games spoiled by those Will Levis turnovers.
It has been the bane of my existence. I swore them off in September. One thing I will say, a team that I completely misjudged, the Bengals, probably the equivalent for me. When I look for this team, I keep thinking they're one game away from turning the corner and one game away. The only thing they're one game away from now is being one step closer to the golf course, given what we've seen from them over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
All right, so before we get started, we asked, like we do every week, if you like what we're doing here on the Sharp 600, rate and review the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. We appreciate that. You can make it an early Christmas present for Todd and I. We would love that underneath the tree. All right, with all that said, Dell, let's hit the music. 600 seconds on the clock. Todd, the Thanksgiving leftovers are in the fridge, and that means it is the home stretch of the NFL season and the postseason push. Let's talk potential playoff teams. We're going to look at some yes and no playoff odds here, and you let me know whether you think they're going to make the cut or not. The Arizona Cardinals, yes, plus 168, no, minus 210.
So these are all about numbers, Jason, and I think when we talk about trying to assess this market, it's timing that market entry. And plus 168, in my opinion, is the best number you're going to find on the Arizona Cardinals if you believe they win this weekend against the Seattle Seahawks. Schedule extremely favorable. So while I'm not sure they necessarily make the postseason, I'd feel much more comfortable with plus 168 in the portfolio than laying minus 210, knowing I'll get a better no price potentially if they were to drop this weekend's game against the Seahawks.
All right, we're going to get into the Seahawks game a little later, but I think Arizona is a team that nobody wants to play in the playoffs right now, just looking at some of the things that they've done, especially on their defense. The Atlanta Falcons, the yes, minus 154, the no, plus 124. Can they keep it together and get into the postseason?
You know, this is a team that I want no part of right now, and I would not be inclined to back the yes unless I was so compelled to think they win outright against the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. I don't think that's the case, so I'd be looking to try and take the no price here and revisit the Falcons with their schedule being favorable down the stretch, that you may be able to kind of thread the needle here. So I'm going to take the plus price on no, Atlanta misses.
Yeah, and you got to think that yes has some liability baked in because a lot of guys were on the Falcons this offseason, especially with any other future odds. The Indianapolis Colts, plus 190 to make it, no is minus 240. Can the Colts get in?
So for me, it's straightforward here. The Indianapolis Colts' biggest game of the season comes out of the bye against the Denver Broncos. And rather than tying up my money in a yes-no market here that won't pay out until the regular season is over, if you believe the Colts make the playoffs, bet them on the money line against Denver. Get in and get out. So I would say no here, but there are better ways to attack the Colts if you believe in the yes.
Yeah, I mean, winnable games. I could see them going 3-1, but they're going to need some help. And that Denver game is basically a 2-for-1. You mentioned the money line, Colts plus 170 in the cold of mild high. I don't think they get in. All right, Washington Commanders, yes, minus 325, the no, plus 125. Basically, I'm asking you, can you make a case for the no in this instance?
No, I can't make a case for the no. Right. I think this is a Commanders team that got through choppy waters. We'll see what Cliff Kingsbury can do to kind of scheme things up. Jaden Daniels will be healthier. And maybe more importantly for the Commanders, we're finally going to see Marshawn Lattimore down the stretch. I think the Commanders, the Cinderella story this year, end up making the playoffs.
All right, minus 325 is a little hard to argue with. As we said, final month, and with it brings a lot of unique influences to the betting markets here. It gives handicappers a little more to chew on, Todd. As a former odds maker and as a professional bettor right now, I want to know if these angles are actionable or overrated as we hit the home stretch. So people love to bet on a team after firing their coach or coordinator. I think you called it the dead cat bounce a couple weeks ago. Is this something that is actionable, or is this something that is kind of overrated?
I think it's actionable more often than not. Do I think it's something that you want to bet blindly? Absolutely not. But we may have more on this dead cat bounce a little bit later in the program.
All right. Of course, yeah, hinting a few things. But we have seen it. Teams turn around. Those locker room issues. Seen a lot of these spots this year. One that we saw last week on Thanksgiving was a warm weather team playing in the cold. Is this overblown, or is this something that does hold a little water in the home stretch?
You know, it depends on the team, quite honestly. I mean, I didn't feel the elements were the reason that Miami came up short against Green Bay. Now, maybe it's crying over spilled milk, but it's a botch punt and then a goal-to-go situation where the Dolphins can't get in. Now, the missed tackles, that could be a byproduct of the cold. I do think you want to factor this into your handicap, but again, it's not something that you can go, you know what, it's a team going from the warm weather into the cold. I'm going to blindly bet against them, although you would have been 2-0 last weekend if you bet the Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers as home teams playing in those frigid elements.
Yeah, especially those like week 17, week 18 games. Yeah. I have seen teams just absolutely quit and not show up. What I always look for,
you never want to leave those heated benches if you don't have to. I don't want to go out there and get live reps. I just want to sit on the bench and make sure I can feel my lower extremities.
I wait until warm-ups and I see which team is wearing more short sleeves and which team is all bundled up. The guys with the short sleeves, they embrace the suck. That's the team to bet on, right? All right, teams eliminated from the playoffs. Are these teams that we should just be fading?
No, I don't think so here. We talk about the point spread all the time being the great equalizer. And if anything, you may end up extracting a little bit of value on some of these teams. But it does come with the caveat. I'm more inclined to back teams on the outside looking in their divisional games than I am when they're making long road trips or playing unfamiliar folks.
Yeah, and of course, the points are going to add up. Eventually, there is a tipping point. And then you also have to consider, you know, is a QB fighting for a starting job? Is the head coach fighting for his spot? Is the coordinator looking to get a boost in his resume as well, too? So there's a lot of things to consider with those losing teams towards the end of the year. A huge game, perhaps the biggest game of the year. On Thursday Night Football, we get the Green Bay Packers coming to the Lions. The Lions laying 3.5 at Ford Field. Todd, what's up with this big one?
You know, suddenly the Detroit Lions don't have nearly the wiggle room they anticipated as Philadelphia continues to breathe down their neck for that number one seed. But Jason, this game for me is all about defensive injuries, and the Lions are an absolute mash unit along the defensive line. At the linebacker spot, Green Bay comes in relatively healthy in this spot, and I think that's part of the reason the number a little bit shorter than people think. But for me, anything better than 3.5, it's a go on Green Bay. And if those defensive line injuries are as bad as they appear, Josh Jacobs should be poised for a big day workload-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Green Bay in this one and going run heavy as well, too. And knowing that, the Lions are going to have to put up some points and overcome those defensive shortcomings. And I like Sam Laporta, the tight end, for the Lions to have over 3.5 receptions. This one's a minus 106. Laporta, he's been heavily targeted the last 3 weeks, 18 total targets. However, he's only caught 3 balls in each of those games. However, he is playing a lot of snaps, 90% of snaps the last 2 games. And we've heard Jared Goff and Dan Campbell both talk about how he's finally healthy after nursing some injuries to start the season, midway through the season. The Packers allow the 6th most receptions to the tight end position. And in terms of their matchups, he had 4 and 5 receptions against them last year, only had 2 in their first meeting. But the projections this week calling for as many as 4.5 catches from Laporta. So I like him to have a busy night. All right, touchdown anytime props for week 14. Todd, what do you like?
I'm going to go to the marquee game of the weekend, not played on Thursday, on Sunday Night Football, a divisional showdown between the Chiefs and the Chargers. The market's starting to move against the Chiefs, given their ATS futility. But one man I think offers a little bit of opportunity and upside is the X-Factor, Xavier Worthy. They'll look for ways to get him creatively involved in the run game and in the passing game. I think this Chargers secondary leaves a lot to be desired. And you know what, Jason? Speed kills. Xavier Worthy finally gets back into the end zone in a game of this magnitude.
That one sounds good. T. Higgins plus 110. That is my TD bet here for the week. How many touchdowns are the Bengals going to score? Probably a lot. T. Higgins, he's instantly jumped back into this offense. Touchdowns in his first 2 games back from injury. The Cowboys going to have to pick their poison here in terms of the Cincy wide receivers, especially if Trayvon Diggs is sitting out again. Dallas runs a very high rate of zone coverage. And just so happens, T. Higgins, the number 8 receiver in the NFL versus zone. The week 14 touchdown projections have Higgins all near the top of the board. I like him plus 110. All right, Todd, it's 2-minute drill time, and that means our best bets for week 14. All right, tee us off, buddy.
You know, I have been the symbol of being as stubborn as they come, and it's not going to stop this weekend, Jason, because on Thursday Night Football, we talked about it a little bit earlier, the Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions. I'm going to take the Packers plus the 3.5. This is a Lions team right now that offensively should be healthy, but has a lot of concerns that need to be addressed on the defensive side. Yes, no Aiden Hutchinson. The linebacking core continues to get banged up. The defensive line position, and somewhere along the way, that next man up mentality just doesn't work. Green Bay, divisional dog.
All right, I'm going to take Arizona minus 135 on the money line here. They were the right side for us last week, and despite outgaining Minnesota by 133 yards, they still lose that game. They went 1-for-6 in the red zone. But they get to come home. They average 24 points per game. This is a great two-way team. They are ranked number 6 in EPA allowed since week 7. They've sacked the quarterback 21 times in that span. The Seahawks, lucky to get out of that win over Arizona a couple weeks ago. Lucky to get out of Jersey with a win. I see them losing here in Arizona.
And for me, I'm going to go to the West Coast. And I faded the 49ers each of the last couple weeks. And I'm not going to stop here. Yes, I know the score against the Detroit Lions for the Bears is a little bit misleading if Detroit converts those long drives into touchdowns. But the 49ers are a mash unit right now, and this is a team with championship pedigree. Do I necessarily believe on a short week with the Rams in a divisional matchup you're going to get an all-in effort? This team just doesn't have the horses right now, banged up in the backfield, banged up defensively, and I don't think there are any reinforcements coming. I'll take the Bears plus 4 going out west with extra rest.
All right, sounds good, buddy. I'm going to your neck of the woods here, and I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders over 18.5 points on the team total. The Raiders, a different beast here ever since firing Luke Getsky. That's right, Nate O'Connell looked pretty damn good. He looked right at home in Scott Turner's aggressive pass schemes, 340 yards, 2 touchdowns in that tough loss to the Chiefs. But Vegas is chucking it, throwing it on 71% of snaps the last 3 games. They face a Bucs defense that ranks among the worst out there in terms of protecting the pass. 2 starting safeties could be down. Their top coverage linebackers injured. Sounds like a Brock Bowers day. Sounds like a good day to bet the over on the Raiders team total, 18.5 points. All right, that is the horn. And another 600 seconds in the can for NFL Week 14. A big thanks to Dell behind the scenes, to Todd, to FanDuel, and of course, thank you to you for joining us each and every week. We ask, take a moment, rate, review, like, and subscribe. Do those things to help pump up the podcast. Light them all up. We appreciate that. All right, Todd, you gave us a lot of good advice in this episode. Any last-second prep, any last-second pump-up speeches here before Week 14?
You know, I'm just thrilled we get to see your beloved Cowboys in a standalone spot for the second time in as many weeks.
Wonderful.
Let's see if the extra rest can pay dividends against the Cincinnati Bengals team that is taking on water right now faster than the Titanic.
Yeah, at least there'll be some fireworks. Let's just say that. It promises fireworks. It won't be a Giants. We won't have to sit through the Giants again. All right. We will be back for NFL Week 15 next Wednesday. But until then, best of luck with your bets.
NFL fans, you can make every moment more this season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Never waste a hunch at FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in select states or 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets will expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.